Good morning, Vic. It's Nadine. How are you? I got your message.
Hey, Nadine. I'm there.
How can I help?
Well, I don't know exactly where we are with our situation or call or anything.
Okay. So let me take a look at your account. Now, have you submitted the application yet?
I don't remember saying that. But
the application, do you want me to resend it to you?
Okay. Where are we with everything? We spent the money to get the company approved, I think.
Yes. So what we did is we did the application fee. The application was sent to you, so we're just waiting on your application to be filled out. Do you need me to resend it to you?
I'm sure that if you sent it, I have it. It wouldn't hurt if it's not a problem.
I will resend it. Don't even worry about it. I'll resend it to you. So this way you see it right away.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's okay. What's going on?
Not too much. I was just trying to look at all my costs and everything, and somehow I got a big bill from Yelp. I have no idea where or why.
Are you running Yelp ads, Victor?
No, not on purpose, but.
Oh, no.
You know,
I would do, oh, wow. So remember, your leads will not be turned on until once you get approved and we follow up with you and you say, turn them on. We will not turn them on automatically. We have to notify you first.
Okay,
so don't worry about that. And that approval, remember, can take anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. So once they get your application, they're going to push it through. It looks like they already set up your call tracking because there's a tracking number that Google assigns to you, and that's how they're able to track the calls that are not qualified or the ones that are qualified. Okay, because it's an automatic, it's a type of system that Google has. So I see that they already set that up, and it'll be linked to your phone. Okay, so once we receive the application, they're going to push it through. Ivan will push it through, and then once we know who's doing the background check, they will follow up with you to let you know to be on the lookout that it's either going to be a company called Pinkerton or one that is called Evident ID, and there's steps that you'll need to follow. So we'll keep you in the loop every step of the way, but there will be no charges whatsoever until you get approved and they call you and ask you when you want your leads turned on.
Okay.
So there will be no charge for leads whatsoever. They're not going to be turned on until they talk to you first. Okay. And, you know, Yelp, if you got a big charge like that, that tells me that somehow you were paying for Yelp ads. Is there a number that you have with Yelp that you can call?
Yeah, I've been on the phone with them all morning, and I just wanted to, right now it looks like they're dinging me for $1,000.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I'll be able to. Not
now, did you ever get like, I would say, did you ever get like maybe, you obviously had talked to a representative, right?
I talked to a representative and I don't remember telling her to turn anything on. I was getting a bill for a couple of months for $190 and I had meant to call them and just see what that was about. And something must be going because I got like 4 leads.
Okay.
Every one of them I got was useless. It was like kind of like a fictitious thing, I guess, because
they
sent a request and I sent them almost instantly sent them a note back and never heard anything else. So, but anyway, there were 4 of them over 3 months and then I got a bill last month. I didn't notice that was $400. And then this month I got a bill that was $600. And that you know, that I had a little credit card that I used so that if I go over, I'll know quick. And so all of a sudden I've got $1,000+ to those guys and no value whatsoever. And I'm completely confused what I agreed to. So I thought, well, I better check with Nadine and make sure I didn't do something.
Yeah. No. Nothing with us. You're good. The only thing you have is just a $250 charge for the application. That was it. But there's no leads or anything like that. I promise you, Vic, they will not turn on those leads until you've been approved and they've called you to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want the leads turned on.
Yeah, I mean, I need some more work. I need about $1,500 a week to really...
to kind of stay afloat?
To almost break even. And I've been doing about $1,000, but, you know, $500 less is $2,000 a month.
Yeah, but still, $1,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah. I have no idea where it came from either. And, I mean, I understand $190, and I think I got that twice. And then I don't know where this other one came from because, you know, I don't, but anyway, they supposedly have stopped user charges. MX has been, you know, Yelp is not allowed to send the bill through and expect to get it paid. And, I'm just working through it. Anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm not your fault, but, you know, I mean, that's one of the things I was afraid of dealing with any of these big companies because it's not really for little guys like me. Therefore,
right.
You know, when I worked at Texas Instruments, we had $1 million a year sales budget. And it didn't, you know, we could do a little misstep and it was okay, but I can't really afford that right now. But anyway.
Exactly. Okay. So well, at any time you have my number, give me a call. So I resent the application to you. It should already be in your inbox, okay?
All right. Well, I'll take a look at it. And I appreciate you getting back so quickly. And
you are so welcome.
Start generating.
And if you have any questions on the application, Vic, it's a pretty simple application. But if you have any questions, feel free and reach out. On one of the questions, it is going to ask you what your monthly budget is. So the email that I sent you, I put what your monthly budget is.
Okay.
And on the email, on that application, when it asks you how many employees do you have, you put 0. Because if you put you have one employee, they're going to want the information on that employee to run the background check. The only one we want them doing the background check on is you because you're the only one who is actually face-to-face with the clients exchanging money. Make sense?
But it's been a while since we talked. 0 employees.
Yeah, so then, I just say that so this way they're not wanting to run a background check on anybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it's a long story.
What's going on? Your grandson you were mentioning?
No, my granddaughter has been working with me, but, you know, she's back in school. And I don't know if she's going to have – I know she needs money, but I don't know if she's going to have, So I don't know what she's going to have, honestly.
Okay. Well, like I said, we need the application, so as soon as you can fill that out, submit it, and then Ivan will push it through. And then the team will reach out to you once we know who's running the background check. Okay?
All righty.
All right. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too, and thank you a lot.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. All righty. Bye-bye.